What's up, everybody? I'm Maximum Mike, and you can hear all this and more on Rock for Rookies, 8 to 10 p.m. on Tuesdays on Rusty Mike Radio. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and this is Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, April 19th, 2009, and as you can tell by the introduction to the show, I got the job. I will be starting live radio at www.rustymikeradio.com starting this Tuesday, April 21st. First, it's going to be absolutely awesome. That's 8 to 10 Israel time, 1 to 3, let's say, New York time in the afternoon. I'm really excited. And first of all, I want to thank everyone who wrote in all those letters to help me get the job. I asked him about it. I was like, hey, Adam, what's going on? What did you think about all the letters? He's like, you were driving my assistant crazy. So big up yourself, guys. Thank you so much for all that help. But to show you how much I love you, and as this is one of my sort of final not live shows, I've decided to make it amazing. Not that I haven't made all the ones in the past amazing, but you know what I mean. We're going to jump right into the MySpace bands this week, because I found a fantastic one, and when I asked them what their influences were, they said Faith No More, Korn, Marilyn Manson, After You, 40 Below Summer, Zeppelin, Machine Head, Saliva, POD, and The Biscuit. So I was like, ah, I love these guys. So I picked, they sent me two songs, and I picked the one that I felt was the bomb. You guys gotta listen to them. Amazing music. This is Scarecrow Hill and the song Middle of the End.
So long.
So that was Middle of the End by Scarecrow Hill. They consider themselves an aggressive rock. They say that they like to write mosh pit love songs. They started off in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They were all, you know, in different bands doing the whole local scene thing. But then they all got to, you know, like they were all friends from childhood, so they all got together. And when I asked them what was the best part about being in Scarecrow Hill, they said it was about being with family, because these guys literally grew up best friends together. All of their biggest fans and all their everyone who follows them around, they're all just, they've been friends since forever. So they said that is the best part about being in Scarecrow Hill. They said it's not like on all the other bands. But the only thing that I have to say about this band is that once they get signed, there'll be a tiny bit better quality production. But I have to say, the instrumental parts, just the guitarist's amazing. I love the heavy riffs. I loved almost everything in that song. But once again, it's all about production. So if guys from Scarecrow are listening to this show right now, do not stop listening. There are some amazing bands that you have to hear coming up.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. It's not like I know anything about production. Just listen to the show, right?
But right now, we're going to start with a classic. This is a song that I've been meaning to play on Rock for Rookies for a really, really long time now, because I've heard it done in so many different incarnations that I was just like, I never heard of this song until like 6 months ago. What we're about to hear is Ram Jam and the song Black Betty. Black Betty originally started off as a 20th century African-American work song credited to Huddy Leadbelly Ledbetter from, like, you know, 100 years ago. It was basically back to the 18th century, something like that. So in 1941, there was an a cappella version at first recorded. Then in 1964, a band called Aldetta did a folk-style recording of the song Black Betty. Then finally, in 1976, a whole bunch of guys got together in this band called Starstruck in Cincinnati, and they recorded the first rock version of it, but had very, very little success. Then in 1977, the band Ram Jam got together, and Bill Bartlett, who was actually originally a part of the band Starstruck, convinced the rest of the band to form up, and they did this blowout hit, Black Betty. Now, I don't know anything else that they've done, but I don't think they needed to do anything else. Black Betty was like their number one hit that took them on forever. I know that a lot of people have actually decided to boycott this song, like the NAACP want to boycott it because of like civil rights and racial equality and all these, you know, insults of black women and stuff like that. I don't know about that, but I know that ever since the song came out in 77, it's been in a million different movies. They've had dance remixes and everything. This incarnation and everyone that's come of it has always gotten straight up to the charts, into at least the top 10. So here we go. This is Ram Jam with Black Betty. We'll be right back.
look up was and when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone, a long, long time ago. My way back home, I searched for form and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows?
Okay, recap time. First of all, we just heard David Bowie and the song The Man Who Sold the World, which, yes, was really later covered by Nirvana. The Man Who Sold the World from David Bowie's third album, The Man Who Sold the World. Now, that whole song is about multiple personality disorder, and it's based on all these poems by H.P. Lovecraft and stuff like that, but when I think about a song based on multiple personality disorder, and I think of David Bowie, all I can think of is David Bowie, and the fact that, like, every other album, he switched his persona and was always evolving and he had, like, that whole Ziggy Stardust phase and every other phase. He kept going through all these different phases in his life and throughout his career. So I've only played David Bowie once, and I was like, that's just weird. I played him back when I played him with Queen and Under Pressure. I was like, I gotta get the Bowie back in. Right before David Bowie, because there's a huge connection, we played Lamb of God and the song Redneck. Lamb of God, heavy groove metal. They formed back in 1990, but they finally put out their first album, Burn the Priest, back in 1999. This is a band that, matter where they go, there's always somebody protesting against them. Lamb of God are a part of the new wave of heavy metal, as opposed to the new wave heavy metal from England back in the 80s. The new wave of American heavy metal is simply bands that are bringing heavy metal back into the mainstream, and that's what you guys got with Lamb of God. Now, we're going to play another band right now that I've never played on Rock Forkies. They're called Saving Abel, alternative rock, 2000. 2000s. We're going to have to hear the song Running From You. I can just tell you about the name. It obviously comes from the story Cain and Abel. He said he was reading through the story, and they said there was no way to save Abel, and that just popped out at him. So, I guess, here we go, Running From You.
faces, and I do not understand why. Each time I dream, you're standing there, right by my side. Why do you make me? You take my pride, and in my eyes, you kinda rape me inside. I have no place to run. At the time I looked back into my life, you wanna touch me to see what's in my eyes. Why do you make me remember my hate, all the shame? Don't you hate me sometimes? I have no place to run. Which I lie, I lie. 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 Which I lie, I lie.
Alright, now we started off the block again with Saving Abel and Running From You. Now, if you liked what you heard, Saving Abel are currently on tour in America. The entire summer they will be touring with Nickelback, Hinder, and Papa Roach. So if you love that, and I know you love the other bands, you gotta go check them out this summer if you's in the States. Right after Saving Abel, we heard from Freedom Call and the song Warriors! Okay, Power German Metal Band, or Power Metal Band from Germany, started by Chris Bay and Daniel Zimmer, two band members and old friends from the power metal band Gamma Ray. So in their spare time, they decided to start another band called Freedom Call. Since 1998, they already have 5 albums in their discography. We just heard Warriors off the album Eternity from 2002. And of course, we ended things off with Korn and No Place to Hide off the album Life is Peachy. Of course, you wouldn't get that by listening to the album. I had to throw in a Korn song, and why do I have to throw it in? Because I feel at the same time that this is just another show on Rock for Rookies, and of course next week it's still just going to be another Rock for Rookies episode, though recorded live from Rusty Mike Radio. I was like, it's kind of like an end for me because I'm beginning something new, even though I promise to keep giving you the messed up, totally unprofessional shows that I've always been giving you, only this time with no way to edit my mistakes. Very nice. Either way, Hallmark moment, time for some Korn. Now, even more so, because this is such a special episode, at least to me, and also this is sort of going to be my last uncensored episode that I'm going to be doing, there's a song that I've been meaning to play for months now, but it is so chock full of cursing, like, just ridiculously so, I wanted to see if I could edit it for radio play. Because it's just so silly how much cursing is in the song. But now that this is my last chance to get all that cursing in, I decided to just give it to you straight. This is Limp Bizkit and the song Hot Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen! Introducing the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Bring it on!
To Rock for Rookies.
You're never ever a candle's fickle flame. To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're always on this roller coaster. If you want me, why
Now, we started things off with Limp Bizkit and the song Hot Dog off the 2001 album The Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. Now, cursing aside, that was an awesome song. Also, the opening track to the whole album. Very sweet. After that, we heard from Cake and the song Never There off the album Prolonging the Magic. I had to put Cake on the seminally amazing episode of Rock Rookies because for some reason, the ladies love it when I play Cake. So, ladies, that one was for you. The song was Never There, in case you want to listen to it again. Right after that, we heard Jethro Tull and the song Living in the Past, a single from 1969, but then re-released in 1971 on a compilation album also entitled Living in the Past. When that compilation came out, Living in the Past peaked at number one on the Billboard charts. Now, right now, it's the end of part one, which means it's Metallica time. But I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to do Metallica time, but without Metallica. Michael, what are you talking about? I'll tell you right now. James Hetfield was a part of a tribute album to Waylon Jennings entitled I've Always Been Crazy, a tribute to Waylon Jennings, back in 2003. Now, for those of you who don't know who Waylon Jennings is, he started back in the 1950s as the bass player for Buddy Holly and the Crickets. It's a very famous story. He was a part of the whole, you know, the day the music died, he was supposed to be on the plane, but he gave it to the Big Bopper instead because the Big Bopper was sick, and then he didn't get up in the plane, so he didn't die. Good for him, but what happened is he eventually became huge in the country and rock world. He became associated with the Outlaws, an informal group of musicians who were working out of Nashville back in the 60s and 70s. Then he started doing stuff with Willie Nelson. He eventually kept going. He did a country song, very famous, called Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, which has been covered by, like, everyone. And then in 79, he did the theme song to the Dukes of Hazzard, and then later in the 80s, he joined up with the Highwaymen, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and of course, Waylon Jennings. So this man is super famous, and he passed away in 2001, and they had to make a tribute album to him. So, I found this by, you know, Alona was talking all about the Country Music Awards, and I found this video of James Hetfield rocking out. I was so happy that I went and I got my hands on it. So, off the I've Always Been Crazy Waylon Jennings tribute album, this is Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand. I'll see you guys in part two.
Protecting you from me. Someone called this outlaw in some old magazine. New York sent a posse down like I ain't ever.
Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. Now, right now, I can't remember exactly who asked me to play this song. I'm pretty sure it was you, Oscar, but I'm not sure, so I apologize if it's not. We're about to play one of the newest songs on the charts right now. It's a song called Careless Whisper by hard rock post-grunge band Seether. Now, someone out there is going, Careless Whisper? Wasn't that a famous song by George Michael? Yes, it was! This is the cover! So I'm actually dedicating this song to Johnny, because Johnny is the biggest George Michael fan I have ever seen or met in my life. So this one's for you, and I want you specifically to rate this song, because you know the original, you probably love the original, because it is George Michael, so tell me whether or not Seether have pulled this off as a hard rock song. Right now, 2009, it's Careless Whisper, this is Seether. Okay, so that was a cover by George Michael by the band Seether. Now, who else has covered the song Careless Whisper? I hope you have a lot of time on your hands. We can start with a cover by a singer called Tarnia. Her cover got into the 1998 movie Night at the Roxbury. There was a high-energy Eurodance cover by Sarah Washington in 1993. We had Gossip cover them back in 2007. Brian McKnight, Bananarama, At Last the Duets album, Boston Pops Orchestra, Dave Cross, Montel Jordan, DJ Irene, Gloria Gaynor, Jordan Knight, Caitlin Tarver, Paul Mauriat, Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, The Sax Brothers, Skip Martin, Slinky Minx, The Shadows, Barry Manilow. Oh my god, people, can't you find another song to cover? With that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. First up, Whitesnake were in Israel not that long ago, and now there's this whole controversy going on with the lead singer, David Coversdale. Apparently, he lip-syncs a lot. Joe Lynn Turner, who was the lead singer for Rainbow, Deep Purple, and Yngwie Malmsteen, now has a new band called Sunstorm. The name of the album's called House of Dreams. He apparently did a whole gig with David Coverdale and saw the man lip-syncing throughout his entire concert. So they asked Joe, do you ever lip-sync? He says, well, basically, what I have during my concerts is this really cool program called Digitech, where basically you sing into it and then it makes it lapse by like 1 second and then turns it into background vocals. But for his live straight up lead vocals, he always does it. But apparently, Coverdale, nothing. Completely lip syncing from beginning to end. Now, Whitesnake is a classic rock band, so that's actually quite disturbing in a way. Now, after that, we have some really funky news. There's a progressive rock group called Transatlantic from a couple of years back. They're a supergroup comprised of Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater, Pat Trewavas from Marillion, Roy Stolt from the Flower Kings, and Neil Morris, who is an ex Spock Beard member, and they are reuniting after 7 years to record a brand new studio album. That's basically a massively progressive rock album right there. There's a band called Pop Evil. They're brand new in the scene, and basically they start off as an indie band, very post-grunge, but they've finally been signed by Universal Republic Music because they were discovered with their hit, well, it's a growing hit now, called 100 in a 55. It got all this attention, and now they're already up there in the charts, number 17 on the rock charts, number 13 on active rock radio, and they've already been in the charts for 100 weeks. They're touring right now with Buckcherry, Chevelle, Seether, and Kid Rock. So definitely, we're gonna give them a shot. Now, this is very interesting. With all the gossip and, you know, and when people argue all the time, you always have, like, one star bashing another star. Now, it's not just the new stars and young stars that are doing it. Perfect example, very recently in an interview, Bob Dylan was totally going down on the Rolling Stones. Completely insulting them. He was saying, they asked him, you know, what do you think, first of all, they were interviewing about his new album, his 33rd album, Together Through Life. They asked him about the Rolling Stones. What does he think about them? And he said, they're pretty much finished, aren't they? One of the bands that's beyond their time for sure. So then they said to Bob Dylan, what about their last tour they went on? It was one of the biggest money-making jaunts in concert history. And Dylan was like, oh, you mean Steel Wheels? Steel Wheels was the Rolling Stones concert from 1989. So Bob Dylan does not think much of his compatriots, I guess. You know, they're definitely from the same age. I don't know what's going on there. Okay, this is also awesome for the rest of us. Metallica finally announced that their complete box set is being released digitally, coming out on April 14th. So, unfortunately, though, it's only for iTunes members, so anyone who doesn't use an iPod, go and find your M4A converters to MP3s, because we're going to be very, very busy. But what's going to be on this box set? 163 tracks, including all the studio albums from Kill 'Em All the way to Death Magnetic, S&M, Some Kind of Monster, two live tracks from Live from Live Earth, and I Disappear from the Mission Impossible soundtrack, including a whole other, like, iTunes live concert that they did together, which, in the end, you have to say, very nice. Now, for all of my listeners out there in Bucharest, Romania, because I know there's so many of you. Warning, AC/DC has been saying that apparently there's this huge rock festival going on in Bucharest from May 30th and May 31st called Rock Arena Festival, and they have been saying that AC/DC will be the headliner at this concert. It is not true. People are just lying. They're trying to get the fans in, but no AC/DC, so watch yourself. Mars Volta have announced they... title and release date for their new album. It's going to be called, give me a second here, Octahedron. June 23rd, 2009. My birthday. New Mars Volta album. Nice. Okay, for those of you who are Saliva fans, this is going to be interesting. Josie Scott, about 2 weeks ago, had a huge surgery because he had a bleeding ulcer in his lungs or something like that. I don't even know what's going on there. So Saliva have replaced Josie Scott for an entire tour. There's a tour right now going on called Snowcore, which has Static X, Burn Halo, and The Flood, amongst many others. And Saliva is one of the headlining bands. So there, he's being replaced now by Walt Lafty, who was the lead singer of Silvertide. Not anymore, though. He's the ex-singer. I guess that's why he has the time to fill in for Josie Scott. Now, this is something I have no idea about, so I'm really excited to announce it. Apparently, there's a band called Chickenfoot. Now, Chickenfoot is comprised of Guitar Hero Joe Satriani, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, former Van Halen bassist Michael Anthony, and frontman Sammy Hagar. And they have a band together called Chickenfoot, and the self-titled debut album, Chickenfoot, will be released on June 9th. That is an awesome lineup right there, so we're gonna check that out if you wanna. And finally, Alice in Chains' new album is complete, they said. The band said that they have about 14 tracks done, and they're in the studio. All they have to do is remix them, and there's a lot of work to do still, but the songs are complete, which means we're going to have a new Alice in Chains album. It's all the news I have for this Rock for Rookies episode, brought to you by Antimusic.com and me at Rock for Rookies. I spoke about Pop Evil earlier. Let's give them a little chance right now. This is 155.
Turn back on the broken heartache. Some things are just meant to be. I still believe that we got a chance. Still believe that we got a chance to be. Too much is never enough, and too little is never enough. A full spirit got me looking out my rearview. I can't go back. Don't hold it. Still alive, but I